Okay, let's go and talk some racing from the Chris Wallace stable. Charlie Duckworth is up here on the Gold Coast. Charlie, thank you for taking our call on short notice. From Within has obviously had plenty of discussion and has been here on the Gold Coast for just over 24 hours.
Yes, that's correct, Andrew.
Everything has gone to plan?
Yes, she travelled up Tuesday night. We brought her up a day early just to ensure that she could have an extra 24 hours up here to settle in and doing everything right, so which she has done, which is great.
Fantastic. Given the humidity up here, mate, I mean, all of us handle it differently. Has she been okay?
Yeah, she's been fine. We took her through a little bit of a walk down by the canal yesterday and a swim to cool her down. So she hasn't been too bad anyway. I think it was hotter in Sydney, so she's better off up here.
Yeah.
Yesterday, so.
Yeah, it was 40-odd or something down there yesterday. We had Chris on the program last week, and then the horse galloped on Saturday, and it just appears we had Hugh Bowman on the show on the Saturday, and everything just seemed to go well in that last gallop.
Yeah, absolutely. He was really happy with her, and he actually came in and galloped her again on Tuesday morning at Rose Hill. And he couldn't have been any more complimentary of her work. So it was just over 800 metres and just sort of quickened up over the last 400.
Yeah, fantastic.
Really break the clock, but he said she had plenty left. So.
She's out there to break the record, isn't she? I mean, she's there having only a second start. There's only been one other horse that's crossed the line in first position, no looking back, and then lost the race. So, look, it is a big task on the filly.
It is. It's massive. And I know, Chris isn't exactly the one. You wouldn't have had money on him to be the one to break that record with his 2-year-olds. But she's just been very straightforward and a complete natural since day one, and it's very hard not to run if you're she was second favourite before acceptances. It just makes it obviously very tempting to run her. If it's usually a good guide if the punters are supporting her. So I think we just thought we've got a horse ready to go, and why not take the plunge?
Everyone has been talking about From Within. What about the other one that hasn't had any coverage at all, Madame Moustache?
No, absolutely no coverage, and she's done nothing wrong. She's obviously, I think when she won at Randwick, she showed how much fight she's got in her, and I think in a race like the Magic Millions, they usually run along at a good tempo, and they can be a little bit sort of rough and ready. As with, you know, with such a large stake on offer, you know, everyone's certainly riding to their maximum.
Yeah.
So I think a horse with a lot of fight and a lot of courage like her is certainly a big advantage.
And Charlie, I dare say the stable would love to see Strawberry Boy get up, runner up in the Magic Millions Cup. What, the last couple of years looking for third time lucky, an 8-year-old now, hasn't won for a while. His last win was in Queensland, but this would mean something to the stable.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's the absolute stable favourite. He's a massive, massive horse, but he's just very, very tough and genuine.
Yeah.
And if he could bounce back to form, it would certainly mean a lot for everyone.
Mate, good luck, Charlie. Thanks for taking our call on short notice there. We wish you all the very best, and we'll see you around the sales on the Gold Coast racetrack over the next few days.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Charlie. Charlie Duckworth there joining us from the Chris Wallace stable.